And this portion of the Spotlight on Brunswick is brought to you by the Medina County District Library. Digital downloads are free. For details, you can go to mcdl.info. We've got a lot of info to get to this morning. We have Tina Sable from the library. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. Thank you for having me.
Lots of things going on here as well. And we each got one of the newsletters, Craig. And of course, that's a dangerous thing when you give somebody a newsletter here or the radio, because we just flip through and we see so many different things.
I got to tell you, I'm disappointed. I missed out. There was a program on September 16th. So you want to be a detective. I want to be a detective.
Well, you missed out.
I missed out.
Apparently, you didn't find out about that. But
at the library.
Well, there's a lot of different things. I guess Mystery Month is one of the things. Mm-hmm. But, Tina, what are some of the things that you can talk about this morning? I know that there's always authors that are featured, besides just on the shelves, but you bring them in person, too, right?
Absolutely. That's really been a focus of ours for the past 2 or 3 years. Trying to get back to the book, which is what libraries are really all about, especially in Medina County. People really enjoy our libraries for the pleasurable reading and entertainment that we provide. And going right along with that is bringing in authors who talk about the whole process and how they write and how they got published, and really can be quite inspirational to people who are really book lovers or maybe aspiring authors. Coming up, we have Lauren Oliver. She actually writes books for all ages, children, teens, and adults. And we expect a pretty good sized crowd for her. So we're actually going to be hosting that one at the Highland High School Auditorium. We've had events there many times. And she'll be coming on Thursday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. She has quite a following, and it is free through the library. Almost every single thing we do is free, and I love to remind people of that because you don't really find that in many places anymore. So that's one of our events that we do have coming up. On Saturday, we actually had a story festival at Medina Library, and we tried something a little different. We had the headliner storyteller, which when I say storyteller, please don't think that we're having story time. I mean, these people are entertaining. This man was pretty much a comedian. We also had people who were extremely theatrical and brought history and culture forth to the audiences. But we had them come to Main Street Cafe on Medina Square. It's a restaurant and bar. And we had a comedy night there, and it was packed. And we've never done anything like that. And I was so pleased when I came walking down those stairs to a full house, because it worked and people were really into it. They had a great time.
And it's one of those things where it's a different type of entertainment that they may not be able to experience, and the library brings that, which is
absolutely you know, you give the people the opportunity to have a nice meal and a couple glasses of wine and enjoy a really funny guy, and they come out and they support the library that way.
Well, you've also got you mentioned about free, and we mentioned in the opening thing about digital downloads.
Absolutely.
What kind of things are we downloading, and how do we do that?
Well, there's an app, and you can also go to the MCDL website. And basically, if you tried this, I always tell people, if you tried the downloads 5-6 years ago and you kind of got hung up and you never went back, now is the time to try it again. It has gotten so much easier, and the collection is so much more rich. You can find almost anything that you can find on the shelf in the digital medium. We have music, movies, obviously books, we have magazines, we have TV shows. The other thing we offer, kind of going along with the whole digital idea, is a lot of online learning. When I say the word database, it sounds really boring, but you should really check out our databases. All you need is a library card to sign in. Some of them, you don't even need that. You just go to our website, and for instance, you can take practice SAT and ACT tests, which I know, being right here by the high school, is really important to a lot of high school kids. You can learn a language. It's called Mango. And you can teach yourself a language, just like the whole Rosetta Stone idea. We also have just cake decorating or just so many things you can't even imagine that you can learn online and never even have to set foot in the library. You can just use our online resources for that.
You can be like Lauren Oliver, because in this library newsletter, it says at the bottom, she says she makes up weird songs and she enjoys working in her pajamas as an author. That's the same
one
thing.
One of the benefits.
as when you're doing things with the library through the computer as well.
Yes,
you don't
absolutely
really need to leave your home. Does that put a damper on a bookmobile? Because the bookmobile used to be the way that you would get the library's books out to people who couldn't get it to the library?
You know, I think there's definitely that generation of people who remember the bookmobile, and we still have people come up to us at events, because oftentimes the bookmobile goes to events with the library, like on the square, the bookmobile will be sitting there. And people love the bookmobile, and let me tell you, it still makes a lot of stops all over Medina County. One of the things the bookmobile does is it goes to many assisted living facilities. So that's one way that we reach out to the elder community as well. The people who are still mobile and can come out, they enjoy that. They enjoy leaving their facility, walking onto the bookmobile, browsing for books. And we also go to schools. I believe we still have a stop at Medina Hospital. We go to so many locations, and it is still extremely popular.
From the older set to the younger set, I notice you have a number of robotics classes. Robots are big. What happens in these classes?
Well, as you've, I'm sure, heard, STEM is really big right now. And we just started dabbling in robotics a few years ago, and it took off. People were so excited because, once again, it's free. And a lot of the schools, unless a PTO raises money to buy, I mean, this stuff's not cheap. The schools can't provide it either. So having it at the library where it's free for all, all you have to do is you make the sign-ups. And let me tell you, when those sign-ups open up, people are ready and waiting. But yeah, over the summer, we were bombarded with young people wanting to take those robotics classes. It's mostly the Lego Mindstorm. And you program, you build. It's really, really a good time.
We're talking today with Tina Sable with the Medina County Library. And across from us here at the Rec Center is the Brunswick Library here on this campus. How old is this library here? Do you know if it's been here?
Early 80s, I believe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But they recently added a cafe.
Yes, they did.
Tell me a little bit about this.
When I speak to groups about the library, I just remind people that in the last maybe 5 to 6 years, since we redid all of the buildings and just really brought them up to the standards that this county deserves, we have put such a focus at the library on the community. I mean, books and community. Those are the two things that I see us being all about. And the amount of partnerships that we are engaged in throughout this county is phenomenal. I saw a list in our annual report, and it was 3 columns long on an 8.5 by 11 size piece of paper. That is a lot of partnerships. And one of them is right here and brand new at the Brunswick Library, and it's with Medina Creative Housing, which is an organization that provides jobs and just all kinds of services to people with multiple disabilities. So we put in the cafe so that our library patrons can come and have a coffee and maybe have a snack. And then the people who are employed there are through Medina Creative Housing. So it really benefits all. It's just a wonderful partnership. And that just opened earlier this summer. Additionally, now that it's all, you know, we're going into, unfortunately, the fall and into the winter season, I see a lot of flags out there still flying proudly, but they maybe have seen better days. And the library recently started accepting flags so that they can be dropped off and retired respectfully. And we actually have a Boy Scout troop that helps us with that. And
I knew Boy Scouts were going to be in there somewhere.
Yes, Boy Scouts. Got to love the Boy Scouts.
They're the ones that always have issues, deal with the flag, the proper respect of it, too. And again, another one of the collaboratives you've been talking about.
And one more is with the county parks, which the county parks in Medina are phenomenal. And they opened a new park maybe about 2 years ago called Mugridge Park. It's right off of 71 and 18. And we put in recently something called Story Walk, and on their beautiful walking path, there's stations, and there's actually pages of a book. So families or individuals can walk, enjoy the beautiful scenery, and enjoy a book about nature at the same time. Obviously geared toward children, very simple wording, but it's kind of one of those delightful, unexpected things that you wouldn't expect to see there, but is very enjoyable.
Library is a lot like a scavenger hunt all the time.
Yes.
Coming in, not sure what you're going to find. One thing leads to another and it's connected. One of the things I've seen recently, too, has to do with passports. And this is something, I guess, a lot of times now people more recently have had to get passports, especially even going to Canada and stuff. But the library is helping in that regard. What do they do?
We've been doing this, to my memory, for at least 5-6 years, and it is very popular. The library is just a very nice environment in which to go apply for your passport, get your picture taken. The ladies at the checkout desk that you know already from checking out your books, take your picture. You know, it's just a very nice environment to do so. And then they will, you write your check, they send it off for you, and a few weeks later, 6 weeks at the most, you get your passport. They can also obviously do expedited, and it's just a great service to have. I mean, you can come into the Medina or Brunswick Library on a Sunday. If you have a really busy lifestyle and that's the only day you can get in, you can get your passport done on a Sunday. I don't know that you can do that anywhere else.
Well, it's another way that you're really embracing things for the community, being as convenient.
Yes.
Being a place that they think of first or to stop with. And, of course, I guess the more times you have people stop in the library, the more use they'll get out of it.
Absolutely. And the more they'll discover that they maybe didn't realize we offered. I really feel that you just need to find that one thing that somebody really, really values about your library, and they will keep coming back.
How about volunteers? How much, you know, how important are they to you?
Well, we have volunteers on many fronts. We have adult volunteers who really work all the time. They keep the libraries looking fresh. They help water our plants. They will clean up books sometimes, especially children's books get returned and they're not so pretty. So they'll help clean up things like that. We also, during the summer reading program, the teen volunteers are such a blessing because they come in and help with programs, and the youngsters, they absolutely love seeing those older kids who aren't nearly as old as mommy and daddy and are way more fun. So they really enjoy working with those older kids. And then also through our friends group, which our Medina County District Library friends group has really come leaps and bounds in the last 5 years as well. We consolidated a few years ago, and so now we're all the friends groups are working towards a single purpose, and actually their number one project for every year is the summer reading game. The friends fully fund it. So they have book sales. I mean, at the Brunswick Library, it's always the fourth Saturday of the month. In Medina, it's the third, and in Buckeye, it's the second. And then our other branch libraries have little pop-up sales here and there as well. We're looking at over $30,000 a year donated back to the library for special programs, mostly summer reading, but also we have an event coming up, and we've been doing this for a while, where it's called the World Tour of Music, and we bring in musical groups from all over the world. We've had Brazil, we've had China, Africa, and it's just that bringing that culture to Medina County so that people don't have to go out and seek it. We even had one of the groups come in and do a little tour of the schools, which got the kids so, so excited. And many of those families came to the library that evening to watch it all again. Just bringing that culture to the community is very important.
Lots going on at the library. I'm just looking through this newsletter that we have here, which is available, I suppose, also online. People
yes,
can probably
absolutely.
Get this as well, or at any of the libraries. We're here at the rec center, and they have plenty of the copies. They have therapy dogs that come in and read with
kids.
Oh, yes,
which
is
Stay or Read. We've been doing that a long time. Oftentimes when children are learning to read, they may feel intimidated. Maybe they pick up on the fact that their friend or their peers are reading a little bit better than they are, and they might not feel good about that. But everybody knows that when you're spending time with a canine friend, they don't judge you. They don't talk back. They don't say, I'm better than you. They just love on you. And so these children get to be paired up with a certified therapy dog, and they can just read books to the dog. And it's a beautiful thing to see. They really, really enjoy it.
Lots going on here as well. There's a Chugga Chugga Choo Choo in Lodi, I guess. There's other things that are going on.
Yeah, actually, we have a huge event coming up that we partner with the parks. And I know Dan is here from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's up next, and they're a part of that as well. The Medina County Fall Foliage Tour is countywide. We do it every year. And this year, the Buckeye Library is being featured on the tour. It's Saturday, October 10th, and Sunday, October 11th. And really, you pick up one of the, I think it's actually going to be in the Medina Gazette, but you need to pick up one of the maps that tells you where all the stops are. And one of those stops, like I mentioned, is the Buckeye Library. We're going to have pumpkin contests and ice cream and just Laura Ingalls Wilder. Well, her name's actually Judy Green, and she's a former librarian, but she dresses up. And going along with the whole fall foliage tour, she presents The Little House on the Prairie. And the kids, you know, those books are still very, very popular. So she'll be performing as well. And yeah, the Buckeye Library will be just a buzz that whole entire weekend, Saturday and Sunday, October 10th and 11th, for the fall foliage tour.
So lots going on in the library and within the community, and it's great for people in Medina County to check out what's happening at the their local library. You can go to mcdl.info for details. Tina Sable, our guest this morning, thanks for coming in and sharing all this great stuff that's happening at the library. Appreciate it.
Thank you.